This is Dave Arcari on Raven in the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
You know, when we first met, Dave Arcari and I, we probably met about 6 or 7 years ago now. He was labelled as alt blues because it was different, but I think he's actually become mainstream. Dave Arcari, the new album with the Helsinki Hellraisers is called Whiskey in My Blood. It's wonderful. And not just me, but many other DJs are raving about it too. There you heard Jitterbug Swing, opening up the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus, of course, and as a podcast across the world. Welcome to the programme. Good to have you here. And thank you for choosing the programme. Last weekend, I was in Toulouse for the European Blues Union Challenge. Fabulous, fabulous weekend. The European Blues Union has 20 countries. Each country then puts a band forward. In some countries, they have kind of a competition. Other ones, they just choose the band. Then all the bands go forward, and this year it was in Toulouse, and they get 20 minutes on stage, just 20 brief minutes to show what they can do. And the potential for it is horrendous when you think about it. 20 bands, it could all be 20 bands sounding the same. And it could go terribly wrong with the changeovers and personnel ranging from 2 to 15, all that kind of stuff. As it happened, over the two nights, it was just so smooth. Lots of credit to the guys doing the sound on the stage, the lighting guys, and the bands themselves. They came in quickly, no sort of big shows or anything, just sort of quickly set up and then go. And there was some great stuff at the weekend. Let's play a little bit from a Polish band called Harp Sound. They were staggering. They've got 4 harmonicas in the band. This is a little taste of what they sounded like. And there was one bit on the, when they were playing, that one of the harmonica players had his harmonica sounding just like a Hammond organ B3. It was most amazing. It just sounded like it. Ashwin and I were looking for the organ. Okay, so that's Harp Sound. They didn't win. Baba Jack were on the English band representing the UK. They were on the first night, and they were so, so good. When I met up with Trevor and Becky the next day, I was fairly certain that they were going
to
win.
Here's a couple. I've been trying to get to the boat, but they don't want to come and see me for some reason. So I've got to travel all the way into France, to Toulouse. and catch Baba Jack representing the UK for the European Blues Union Challenge. Trevor and Becky, welcome. You were on the first night, halfway through, which is good. From an outside, you probably don't see it from the stage, but from my point of view, back to the side of the stage, as you came on, the crowd moved forward. Do you notice?
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
More and more glass cameras, lenses everywhere. Yeah. You drew the crowd, and I think you went down really well last night.
Congratulations. Thank you. We had such a great time, and the atmosphere was electric, and it's just wonderful. Great place to play, and I'm sorry we've had to come so far to meet you, Dave.
That's all right. Now, we've got another 10 bands tonight.
Yes.
And it's such a very... When I first heard you were representing the UK, I was a little bit concerned, because I thought, it's probably a little bit left field, perhaps, for Europe. But it's actually proved that you were absolutely perfect, I think, for Europe. How do you feel inside?
Well, we've been told that we've done pretty well, and people are saying that. Well, they've asked us to bring our instruments back tonight, so
it's always a good sign.
That's a good sign.
One of the top five. Anyway, we actually came here just for the exposure,
yes.
and last night.
Lots of people have just said how much they enjoyed what
and
we did.
And could you come Witty to play and this to play and that to play? So
but it would be wonderful to win, of course.
Yes. And if you don't, of course, you didn't come for winning, did you? You just came for taking part.
But it
can't be easy to put an act, to represent the whole of what you do in 20 brief minutes.
No. I also play, Bex plays different drums, I play lots of different guitars, but coming on a plane for 20 minutes, we had to pare it down to sharp shock, short shock treatment. If you like.
I think you got it exactly right, but did you spend a long time planning your set list for this?
Our set list was planned around, we wanted to put across the energy that we have when we play, and we also had to work on what instruments we could realistically bring with us, so it was a kind of all of those things together, but it was also the fact that we're recording a new album at the moment called Running Man, and we really wanted to play Running Man, the title track, and a couple of other tracks from the album. And we took the opportunity to do that as well.
But it had light and shade, which is the other important thing.
That's what we wanted. That's why we put in that other new one with just the harmonica. We brought everything down to one instrument, one six-inch instrument and one vocal, and just to see how far we could actually pare it down and then bring it up again.
And I couldn't hear how loud the stage monitors were, but could you hear the hush that descended when you did the choir?
No, I couldn't hear anything outside.
It was incredible. Yeah. When we started playing that, I was very nervous because there's nowhere to hide.
No.
It's my vocal, Trevor's harmonica, and that's it. And all the rhythm comes from the vocal and the harmonica. Everything comes from it. And I had no idea how people would enjoy it or not. It's a very traditional way of playing blues. It's an old, in the style of the old work song.
And the worst thing would if you'd suddenly heard the conversation getting louder in the crowd, wouldn't it? But that just the opposite happened.
Yeah,
didn't
it
was just amazing. And the thing is it's a lovely venue. And one of the nice things about the venue, sometimes on those big stages, the lights are so bright in your eyes you can't see anyone. But it wasn't like that. You could really see the crowd, and I could see all these faces just with bright eyes looking at. What we, really taking in what we were doing and getting right behind us, and it was magical.
Yeah,
it was a magical night.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about that song, it hasn't got, it's almost free form. I'm listening to what Beck is doing, so it's actually improvisation practically. We can change it, we can add bits into it. So I'm just listening and trying responding to what Beck is doing. So, but it gives it that. Now, here and now feel, if you know what I mean. It's not well trodden and,
The Running Man is due when?
Well, we're recording it right now, and the launch for it is on the 18th of May, so it will be available then, and we are in big negotiations for who and how it's going to be distributed and promoted and all the rest of it. So that's where we're at with that. But it is being recorded at the moment. We're in the studio again the week after next. And we should be done in the studio by the end of April, or I start getting a bit worried.
And when you're here tonight, and the winners are Baba Jack, and there's a way from the crowd, you know where it's coming from. Becky and Trevor, thank you so much for your time.
Sadly, they weren't the winner. On the second night, there was just so many more good bands, and we're about to now play the winner. But again, not at all the blues you would expect. Out of Italy, Veronica Spezia, together with her kind of partner in the band, Soul Serenaders. The Red Wine Serenaders. And that is her partner with that. And he is Max de Bernardi. And then also Alessandra Secala on upright bass. She's a fabulous, great, great profile. So here they are. Here's the band that won. Veronica Spezia, Old Stories of Modern Times, the album. And here's a track they did on stage. It goes back some 70 years to Lil Johnson. And actually, amazingly, Aya Littinen has it on her new album as well. It's all coming back. Press my button. Italy, Veronica Spezia, and together with Max de Bernardi on, I think on that one he was playing Resonator, but also then on upright bass, the fabulous Alessandro Secala as well. And there you heard Press My Button from Lil Johnson from, what, almost 80 years ago. Great stuff. There's some amazing photographs of the Toulouse Blues Festival online. If you go to Facebook, or go to the Raven and the Blues page, and I'll put some links to the photographs. And Veronica's dress defied gravity. I think most of us stood watching, waiting for something to happen. And when you bear in mind, the winner of a blues competition, she actually plays washboard and a kazoo. It's kind of rare. If you have been a regular listener to the programme over a period of time, you will know that last year we had our nominations for the Kevin Thorpe Award for the British Blues, for the most original British blues song of the year. And what happens is every DJ in the UK, every blues DJ, gets asked to put forward some things that he likes, that he thinks are rather good, four numbers altogether. And then I play, or each of the DJs then plays those four tracks, and then the all people vote on them, and then they all go forward to the final, and then eventually one number out of all the numbers that have been chosen, the 60 or 70 numbers, becomes the Kevin Thorpe Award. Kevin Thorpe was a blues guy up in Nottingham. He died, sadly, very, very early. He was only, I think, in his 50s, very early 60s, a couple of years ago, so this is hence the award. I have got four fabulous bands for you. I must admit, I got in very quick, so I got kind of first crack at it. But here we go. David Migdon and the Dirty Words, who are going to be our live guests next week, up for the Kevin Thorpe Award with this one, Shell.
For some mother, for some father, they lifted the words from the page. Never since then, after listening to them, I never have acted my age. There's a light in the attic, and I know where the sidewalk is. Sharon Silverstein was my friend. Like opening a door, like biting a peach, my mind is flooded with song. Ridiculous truth-sayer, ludicrous soothsayer, taught me between right and wrong. There's a light in the attic, and I know where the sidewalk is. Shel Silverstein was my friend. The world is a drag as lonely as sad for a time. Oh, backward building, guys driving real life friends that won't let you down. There's a light in the attic, and I know where the sidewalk is. Shel Silverstein was my friend. Yeah, I said Shel. Some a father, the voice of a man dressed in black. Poetry passing from one to another. Some words you cannot take back. Some words you cannot. The light in the attic, and I know where the sidewalk is. Yeah, I see shadows.
by David Migden, the band Dirty Words. The album Killing It came out last year. A song about another songwriter, a good one too, Sylvia's mother. Don't give a dose, that kind of stuff. Shel Silverstein. My first nomination in the Kevin Thorpe Awards 2013. Here is my second.
Love is a beautiful thing, sent from up above. It's a golden ring, love, it's a dangerous drug. But it needs a little spark, and it feeds on trust. And if you get that motor going, I won't see you for dust. Lord, hear me sing.
First two nominations for the Kevin Thorpe Award this year, and they couldn't be both so different, could they? And the next two nominations next week are even more different too. Basically, you've just heard there David Migden and the Dirty Words with Shell from their album Killing It, and then Bex Marshall, who is on tour in the UK, in the States at present, and they're a track from her album The House of Mercy, and that's called Love. You can vote now already if you wish, but you haven't heard the other two yet. The other two are coming next week, Sean Taylor and Stand Up, and Ian Siegel and I Am the Train. The voting link is on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. It's at britishbluesawards.co.uk/raven.htm. But don't do it yet, simply because, effectively, you haven't heard the other two. But then you've got to vote by the end of the month. But that's what's coming up, the two more in the space of a week's time. And in 2 weeks' time, I'll play little snippets of all four of them so that you can then decide. Here's somebody who was a guest on the show about 6 months ago. He's got a new album coming out called Delta to the Docks. Here he is with Burned. Haven't said who he is, have I? It's Poplar Jake. Foolish boy, David Murray. In fact, I think he did this track live on the boat. I better go and have a check.
tired and tossed and yawning. Medicine don't always keep you down. Alloying the gift of Cadmus, touched by the hand of madness. In the courts of fools I'll wear the crown. And safe within my home, sanity begins to run. And I've been tripping the high wire, skipping the need fire. Somebody got to see our God burn. Walking the hard line, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Somebody got to see our God burn. Fallen prey to stricture, must I paint you a picture? Climb so high, you got so far to fall. Tell my governor I'm not lazy, I'm just a little crazy. Shrieking when the hoodoo comes to call. And in my opened mind, I see no warning signs. And I've been playing the wild card for a spot in the boneyard. Somebody got to see our God burn. Getting my game on, but there's something that I've done wrong. Somebody got to see our God burn. What you told me, does it hold me? I can't turn this thing around. Hear me talking, dear me walking. You won't see me sinking down. I know which way the wind blow, me all near be my mojo. I see you selling conjure by the pound. Death before dishonor, I'll change that if you wanna. Yes, I can bring the hammer down. And soon, I don't know when, I'll make my stand again. And I've been fighting the dragon, fell off of the wagon. Somebody got to see our God burn. Hiding my own face, rehashing the same old phrase. Somebody got to see our God burn. And I've been getting my game on, something that I've done wrong. Somebody got to see our God burn. Walking a hard line, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Somebody got to see our God burn.
He did it live November last year when he came to the boat. Poplar Jake, the album Delta to the Docks and Burned. Long, long reverb on that, about half a second. That was your thing in France, in Toulouse. Many of the bands had very long reverbs on them. And it was most unusual in a sense because you often don't hear them quite that length. Also, talking about Toulouse, one more mention of it. And I met up for the first time then with Ashwin Smythe, fellow DJ. He has a show in the UK, but he lives in France. And we had a great 2 days together. And Ashwin, thank you so much for your friendship. It was really fine. We paced our drinking quite well, I thought. It's the Raven and the Blues. Staying with new releases, this one is about to come out in a week or so's time. Lucy Zirin's, her new album is called Chasing Clocks. Here she is with Ready to Fall.
Before you start the fire and open all my wasted heart, should warn you that I've been here before. Love's no battlefield, but I've had my share of injuries, and I don't know how to make it other than going it alone. There's still a lot for me to learn, and I've messed up before. But if you put your trust in me, who knows where we could go? I know I hurt you, and I left you alone and waiting. I'm ready now, ready to fall. And the edge is closer, but I can see clearly now that I'm ready now, ready to fall. I'm ready now, ready to fall. Getting closer, I hear the beating of your heart, and the drumming scares me, but I don't wanna know how much I feel for you. No, I don't wanna hurt you, 'cause there's always casualties for mistakes you make, I know. Still a lot for me to learn, and I've messed up before. But suddenly you take my hand, it doesn't matter anymore. I know I hurt you, and I left you alone and waiting. I'm ready now, ready to fall. And the edge is closer, but I can see clearly now that I'm ready now, ready to fall. I had to get there in my own sweet time. But fear won't hold me back from you anymore. I'll take down every wall I've built, stone by stone. I know I hurt you, and I left you alone and waiting. I'm ready now, ready to fall. And the edge is closer, but I can see clearly now that
lovely, Lucy Zirin's, the brand new album Chasing Clocks, and there you heard Ready to Fall, a nice mix of stuff on the album, both some heavier blues than that, of course, but reflecting really the quality of her playing and also her voice as well. Okay, other new releases, Navacross, All the Way Home, here they are with This Situation.
Been looking over this situation, and I don't think I can change this crazy destination. Is way too strange. Well, I've been out there in the desert of town, losing my mind. What do you say when someone takes your heart away? What do you do when the girl won't come back again? Oh, oh, yeah. Come back, baby. Staring into the abyss, and I don't think, no, I don't think it's worth it. Well, who said I could do this? I'm standing on the brink. I think I've seen the next life through a stained glass window. What do you say when someone's over this situation, and I don't think I can change this crazy destination. Way too strange. I've been out there in the desert of time, losing my mind. What do you say when someone takes your heart away? What do you do when the girl won't come back again? Oh, why don't you come back, baby? Come back, baby.
Album is new-ish, about a week or thereabouts. Navacross are the band, and the album is All the Way Home. And there you heard a track which is called This Situation. Time for our live guest for this week, and that's Mark Harrison.
In the sunny hills where the money houses grow, I saw him there as I passed down the road. He looked up, cracked a smile, said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm good." He said, "I'm good too." The Mexican gardener in the land of the free. Mexican gardener in the land of opportunity. Canyons, boulevards and avenues, Mexican gardeners got their work to do. Park the truck outside, take an armful of tools. Poolside but never in the pool. That's the Mexican gardener in the land of the free. Mexican gardener in the land of opportunity. Mexican gardener in the land of opportunity. Well, he's not well up on Marx's theory, but he sure has got his own philosophy. It's called getting bread on the table every day. So we crossed the border, moved away. That's the Mexican gardener in the land of the free. Mexican gardener in the land of opportunity. Thank you.
The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus, and of course the podcast across the world. There you've been listening to Mark Harrison, a Mexican gardener. Mark with friends, Josie and Will. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. Good to have you here. Look at your website. It's often you read into websites and you know, more than actually the words actually say. And it's, I think, if I get yours, paraphrase it roughly, it's didn't play the guitar for many, many years and then suddenly picked it up again.
That's right, yeah. I didn't do anything for about 15 years. And then I decided to buy a national guitar, and I went out and by coincidence I found this one, which used to belong to Eric Bibb, and I liked it. And so I got playing again, and I started going out a bit and playing, and I went down to one or two places, met the London blues scene, and I got kicked off from there. I met Will down there.
Why was there a hiatus? Why was that 15-year gap? Did you fall out of love with the music?
Well, I think I decided there wasn't anything around that I was interested in, because I stopped at around about the time when all music appeared to be done by people on what looked like a typewriter with a funny haircut. And I came to the conclusion that, rightly or wrongly, there wasn't anything around that interested me. So, yeah, I suppose I just wandered away.
But you didn't play at home or anything? You just sort of gave it all up, put it away in a cupboard?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Put it away, yeah.
And are you kind of pleased, in a sense, that you've now got it back? Or is it kind of a cross you have to bear?
No, it's fantastic to have it back. And in fact, it's better than it was when I was doing it in the long-distant past anyway. Mm. And I think that what exists now, what you can go out and do now and the kind of people you can do it with, that wasn't around when I stopped playing. Mm. And so it's different scene now, and there's much better stuff going on.
But before the break, was it still blues then, or was it just...
Not really. No. I mean, blues-ish, but no, not really. I had a thing going that had a whole brass section in it and a steel drummer. And so there were lots of personnel issues around that. So you spent more of your time...
Dealing with the egos.
Well, yes, and just trying to organise things, yeah. And very little time actually playing. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, when I got going again, I wanted to be able to do it for myself on my own rather than have to put a band together. But then I met all these people who are fantastic, and so we've got a band going.
So you decided, I mean, but did you start on your own, or did you always want to have somebody alongside you left and
yeah,
right?
I was going out on my own, actually, and playing as an instrumental guitar player. Mm-hmm. And I got this, I always liked John Fahey, the great instrumentalist. And I figured that there was nothing wrong with doing that. And then I started to put words to some of the tunes that I had, and then gradually I started to go out and sing them. And pretty quickly then we got the ball rolling on it, on the whole thing, yeah.
And so how did the three of you come together? Did Josie and Will both come at the same time?
Or? No. I started by going to the Green Note in Camden, where there was a monthly... blues jam, but it had an acoustic section, and I used to be the acoustic section, actually. and Will came once or twice to that, and so we met that way. So I've known Will, what, 3 or so years since we started doing that. And then I also met double bass player Charles, who plays with me regularly. Mm-hmm. And we had a mandolin player who we met down there. And so we made the first album pretty much on the hoof with that kind of
that was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
2010, yeah. And so I hadn't really done any gigs in my own name when we did that. That was really just for the fun of doing the songs and all the rest of that. And then I thought, well, this sounds pretty good, and I'll try and do something with it. And the first gig I got was a support act for the Holmes Brothers at the Luminaire. I loved them. and it was great, you know, and we turned up, and everything about that night was fantastic. And they were some characters. And so, you know, we just went straight into that world and started to play quite regularly in various of the London venues. And then just over a year ago, I met Josien and Ben. They're a wholly viable folk act in their own right. And they started to come and join in with me, and she sang on the current album. Ben plays bit on that one, yeah. and will be fully on the next one. So the five of us are a fairly regular fixture, and sometimes we also have a drummer, and then you can fill in your own drummer joke in there.
We'll leave that to one side. Let the audience do that. I've got too many drummers listening. What are you going to do for us next?
Okay, well, Josie Ann's going to sing the next one. And this is obviously all the material we do are my own songs, and this one is a sort of protest song called Not All Right.
Strange situation, that ugly sight. Bullies and cowards always unite. Demons or angels, unequal fight. But it's not alright. It's not alright. It's not alright. No, it's not alright. Bad combination. Hatred and spite, dragging the dead souls into the night. Easy decision, darkness or light. And it's not alright. It's not alright. It's not alright. No, it's not alright. Evil intentions look down from a height. Mad dogs off the leash, whoa, they always bite. Those chosen people don't fight a fair fight. And it's not alright. It's not alright. It's not alright. So say what you want to, don't keep out of sight. Get in the way and don't be polite. Think you can win, oh, well you just might. And it's not alright. It's not alright. It's not alright.
Josie Ann Clark on vocals, Mark Harrison on guitar, and the guy that wrote it, and on harmonica, Will Greening, and not backing vocals there either, just purely on harp. And that's Mark Harrison in session with Josie Ann and Will. Thank them so much. Don't forget the usual thing I'm going to say to you. It's ingrained on your brain by now, I guess, and that is you can hear the full session on The Raven and the Blues. Go to www.raven.dj and scroll down, look on the picture, and then click on the link. There will be a video if I can get some free time this weekend, but it's looking terribly hectic. Being chaos this week, but nevertheless, there hopefully will be a video very, very soon. And don't forget, if you're listening on an iPod or any kind of MP3 player, you can. These days, the show is now in sections, so when you come to listen to the Mark Harrison session, you can jump and miss the conversations out and go straight to the music. And the same on this program too. You can, if you've already heard the Mark Harrison session, you can skip this bit too. It all makes sense. You still get the hang of it. Click the fast forward button, and instead of going to the next track on your MP3 player, it'll go to the next chapter on The Raven and the Blues. Next week's guests, David Migdon and The Dirty Words. Week after that is Ron Sayer. It's all getting very exciting. Let's stay with new releases now and move on to new releases. And King King's new album has come out called Standing in the Shadows, and received massive acclaim, and rightly so too. Here is a track called What Am I Supposed to Do?
If I can't stop loving you, how am I supposed to feel? Now I know that you're loving me.
King King, the album Standing in the Shadows, and What Am I Supposed to Do? And that is it for the Raven and the Blues this week. If you came expecting an hour of boogie, we Well, you didn't get it, did you? But hopefully you did enjoy an hour of very mixed but great music, all coming under the same wide umbrella that is the blues, and rather more conversation as well than we would normally have with kind of two interviews, both Mark Harrison in session and also Baba Jack as well. I've done about a dozen interviews in Toulouse. Where I'm going to get them in, I've got no idea. Perhaps I need a completely separate programme of the Toulouse Blues Challenge. Usual address, raven.dj for the website, dave@raven.dj for email. However you've been listening, thank you so much for your time this week. Next week, David Migdon and the Dirty Words. Let's close with Harry Manx off the album Om Sweet Om and Carry My Tears. Have a great 7 days. Bye-bye.
And I was asked to say a prayer before a friend of mine. Wisdom follows kindness each moment passing by. No words could circle a moment of her life's breath. Now I'm left a fortune in a kiss before death. Well, Lady 4 Million poems she wrote, more than enough to sink this old boat. Gone to lunch back in 100 years with empty hands to carry my tears away. Flower, but the fragrance just ain't easy. I can give you the world, but I can't give you the meaning. All love, sons and daughters, if you hear but listen not, leave your doubt to the others, leave your sorrow on the rocks. Well, Lady 4 Million poems she wrote, more than enough to sink this old boat. Gone to lunch back in 100 years with empty hands.